team news-wise, any injuries as you look ahead to the Fleetwood game?
No, full strength for tomorrow night. It's very pleasing as a manager to have everyone fit and available. Obviously, it gives you great options and good momentum. We have good momentum going, and obviously that helps me sort of pick teams and manage the team from game to game.
Given the fact that you are firing on all cylinders right now, and you have said in the past that, you know, those that play well keep the shirt, do you look at that now for this one?
Of course we do. Momentum's everything. You know, what we do know is that the game's coming up thick and fast. And, you know, if you look at a lad like Dan Gardner, for example, 3 games in a week quickly. You know, so we're just monitoring it, but certainly we don't want to be looking to make any type of changes or wholesale changes. What we must just do is, if it's right to tinker with, we do that because we think it was in the best interest of everyone involved. I'm just using Dan as an example of a lad who's played 3 games in a week, you know, on heavy pitches, you know. But so this is the things we look at, but certainly we're not looking to make changes, no.
Because over the course of the next 3 weeks or so, the fixture list is very heavy, isn't it? I'm not necessarily saying for this one, but that is something presumably you're thinking about or having to be mindful of for the next 6 weeks.
No, if you look back on the previous three, once we finish the game at Fleetwood tomorrow night, we'll have been to York previously and Rochdale previously to that in the midweek. So the games are coming thick and fast now in general. So, you know, what we have got is a fantastic squad. You know, we think at times if we do make a change, sometimes we don't feel it strengthens or weakens the team. You know, you only have to look at our subs bench on Saturday to realise how strong we are. So it puts me in a good position. It puts the lads in the team under a little bit of pressure, i.e. to keep your place. You know, but certainly going forward, momentum and winning games is the most important thing for players' confidence.
It must be great when you've got Talbot now back and available, but Derrick was playing ever so well at right back, and Gardner, who you've alluded to already, and now O'Shea's not getting a shirt at the minute.
I think you've just hit the nail on the head. All the lads you're speaking about are very good players, aren't they? So sometimes it's, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. You know, getting that shirt on and being in our team at the minute is very good because obviously things are going well. We're all fully aware that that changes quick. It's football. You know, we haven't found a magic formula at this club where we know how to do everything correctly. We know going along that there will be bumps and bruises. You only have to look to our fourth game gone, Rochdale at home, at 2-0 up. We all thought that we'd done enough to win the game, and we hadn't. You know, and that's what we've got to make sure, that we keep all the lads who are out the team as happy as we can, albeit that's difficult because they're out the team, and we accept that. You know, but the group is what will get us success, and the group is what will make us fail. So it's important that we make sure we speak about them all collectively.
When you are on the type of run that you were on now, do you still sort of use the Rochdale game as a motivational tool, as it were, to say, well, look, if you slacken off, this is what can happen?
No, I think we know what happens when you slacken off. I don't think you have to use these things. And what you have to do is reiterate the fact that how good we think the players are. I think that's the most important message. They were still good enough after the Rochdale game like they were after the Southend game. Unfortunately, we only took 1 point from 6. But we haven't just found magically good players, have we? They're the same players that took the field that day. You know, so in general, we've got great faith in what we're doing. We've got great belief in the players. And that continues even when it gets rocky. Because I think that's the most important time to back your players, is when it's not going so well.
And players who have returned to form or are now starting to show their best form, the likes of Doyle, he started to find his scoring boots once again. 2-2 for him now. How pleased are you to see him finding the back of the net again?
I think it's just pleasing for everyone, you know, supporters more than me, because, you know, these supporters don't see them train every day like we do within the club. And, you know, they just turn up, see a match day and obviously go and have a pint and speak about the game. And, you know, we see these lads, obviously with Owen, I've worked closely with Owen. So I actually know Owen obviously a little bit better than most people. Does Owen scoring a few goals surprise me? No, not in the slightest. Did Owen put a shift in for the team on the left side of midfield through December? That was such an important month for this club, yeah. Played 5 games and wasn't on the losing team. You know, sometimes people will always look to what's going well and think, oh, you know, Doyle's got his confidence and stuff. He hadn't. He's just a good player. And we're lucky at the club that we've got a lot of them. You know, so in general, as one dips, one comes good. You know, and what we try and do is just keep them all on a consistent page where we have great faith in them all, not just the ones who are starting.
So what would it mean to you to lead this team to Wembley and getting one over on Fleetwood over the next 2 games?
I don't really look at, you know, things like that. I think as a manager, you just try and win the next game. I think that's important. I think the clear target for this club is promotion. You know, if we weren't to get to Wembley and we were to be promoted, would we be happy? I think everyone knows the answer to that question. So what we'll do is just try and win the next game. That's Fleetwood away tomorrow night. We'll go there, we prepare well, like we do for every match, and we'll give tomorrow night our best shot. For supporters and for people within the club, getting to Wembley means a hell of a lot. And we're well aware of these things. But us going there tomorrow night and playing well will result in us getting the results that we think we might be able to obtain.
It's a great event, though, isn't it? Even at this stage, to know that there is potentially an even bigger event coming and a showpiece event.
Yeah, listen, you know, teams who are successful and win games seem to get big games, don't they? And, you know, players get a name for being able to play in big games because they have a history of playing in them. We just want to win football matches. We certainly don't want to get ahead of ourselves and speak about Wembley and speak about promotions, etc. We've got a lot of games to go, and there's a lot of hiccups along the way. And Fleetwood are a very, very strong side. Very strong side with really good players. So we've got our hands full tomorrow night. But we go there with our confidence sky high. And we certainly have got beliefs in what we do. So I'd like to think Fleetwood are saying the same things about us.
Do you approach it as you would a normal game in the sense that you are going out to try and win the game? Or given the fact that there's a two-legged element to this one, do you approach it differently?
No, we're quite lucky, you know, so far. And we've had a couple of bumps and bruises along the way, away from home. We don't change. You know, we certainly don't. Obviously, we can fluctuate with two lads up front like most teams can. But we like to operate with our style of play that we think's good. You know, it's football nowadays, and all managers have got different ideas on tactics. So we're not giving too much away with Fleetwood by knowing how they'll know how we're going to play. You know, it's important that they've got to stop us then. And, you know, we do believe whoever dominates the ball wins games. And we believe in that at our club. You know, so we'll go there tomorrow night and try and dominate possession and try and win the game. And obviously Fleetwood will do stuff to counter that, and we're fully respectful of that as well.
Do you think it could be quite an open game? Only sort of looking over the stats this morning, the amount of goals you both score suggests that you like to play an attacking brand of football. Do you see it that way? There's only two or three of you that have got over 40 in the division, and you and Fleetwood are two of them.
Again, I don't look too much into what other teams do. I try and concentrate on ourselves. And you know, I've got great belief in the forward players at the club, and that includes our full-backs who join in. You know, the other week we get a little bit of criticism because people can't see us scoring goals, and now obviously they can see us scoring goals. So sometimes I wonder what changes, but that's not for me to decide. Certainly we go tomorrow night looking forward to the game. Probably, if I'd be truthful, I'm a bit disappointed it's a two-legged thing. You know, I know it might be silly. I'd like to play them over one leg, you know, and tomorrow night we might know whether we're at Wembley or not. Unfortunately, whatever happens tomorrow night, it's not signed die. You know, obviously if there was a result like certain results, then obviously it'd favour one team. You know, the likelihood is there probably won't be much in the game after tomorrow night because there's two good teams taking the pitch, that's for sure.
And of course you don't know yet when you don't know when the second leg's going to be yet, so you have to fit that in too.
And listen, it's just good for the lads, isn't it? You know, as you can imagine, all dressing rooms are happy places when teams are going well. But you've got to make sure you try and keep that dressing room going along when it's not going so well. You know, certainly Fleetwood have been on a good run, albeit they had a disappointing result against York. But that's part and parcel of the league. You know, prior to that, they're probably the informed team in the league. They've gone and won very well at Burton Albion away, and not many teams come away from Burton with anything. So we'll be very respectful of Fleetwood. You know, but we certainly look forward to the game tomorrow night. It's one we're looking forward to, that's for sure.
In your managerial career, is this the closest you've got to being in this Wembley final, in this competition?
Yeah. You know, I've only been managing really in England for not very long. So, you know, in Ireland, we were lucky enough at Sligo. We got to the Aviva Stadium for Cup Finals, which is a great occasion for any team. So, you know, I think one of the crowds there was 45,000 for Sligo versus Shamrock Rovers. So that was a good day. You know, but certainly for us, you know, I don't get too far ahead of myself. I like to think about Fleetwood tomorrow night and not think about the new Wembley, because obviously you can get lost in what you're trying to do.